One stock we're seeing a move to the downside in a significant way today is Zoom. That stock is down well over 15%. The company reported quarterly earnings of $1.36 a share. That came in above estimates. Revenue also beat forecasts. It topped $1 billion for the first time, but slowing growth weighing on the stock today after usage surged during the pandemic. Let's bring in Rishi Jaluria, RBC Capital Markets Software Equity Analyst. And Rishi, going into this earnings call, you had an outperform rating on this stock, a $450 price target. Has anything changed for you based on what we saw in the most recent quarterly results?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure to be here with you. Look, my take is this. I remain bullish on Zoom. I think there's a long runway of growth here. I think there's best-in-class technology. But I can't shy away from what came out of the quarter, which is we had long expected that a lot of the kind of benefit that Zoom saw on the lower end of the market, right? Think about SMBs and consumers, things like yoga instructors doing online classes. That was going to fade away, right? That's very different from enterprises that are going to be adopting a hybrid work model. And I think Zoom is going to be very critical to them. But at the low end, we are starting to see that churn. It was expected. I just think it's happening maybe at a more rapid clip than any of us had expected. And I think that's what's weighing on shares. But when I take the long-term perspective on this, and I think about Zoom's ability to become a broader enterprise communication and collaboration platform, I think about how big the core video conferencing opportunity, especially at the enterprise, is. I remain bullish on this one, and I would be taking advantage of the pullback as a buying opportunity.
I mean, we're looking at the stock today, $292 a share, well below that $450 price target you have. What do you think is going to be the big driver to get you there?
Yeah, to me, it's look, we're probably going to have a couple quarters where the low end of the market, the SMB and the consumers, is going to be a headwind to growth. And enterprise is going to continue to grow at a rapid clip. And I think the more that investors get visibility and get comfort that enterprise growth is sustainable in a hybrid work future, I think the stock you can see start to work in the right direction. And in addition, they have their user conference and analyst day in 2 weeks. And I think we're going to hear a lot more details around Zoom Phone, which is their telephony product. And to me, that's really Zoom's big second act. And the more details we hear around that and about the size and growth rates, I think that could be a positive catalyst for the stock as well.
Yeah, there's no question that the company is kind of positioning itself to life after the pandemic, if you will, with the realization that that kind of growth just can't continue. You mentioned one feature there, Zoom Events, another one to host conferences. You have Zoom Apps to bring in third-party apps into this space. Which one of those do you think could be a potential or could be a bigger driver moving forward for the company sort of beyond the standard Zoom calls that we're all used to?
Yeah, look, I think beyond Zoom Phone, which, you know, it gets highlighted all the time on calls, I'm particularly bullish on Zoom Events, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, even as companies are eager to go return to in-person conferences, and I attended my first in-person conference relatively recently in a post-pandemic world, all conferences of the future are going to be very hybrid in nature, right? I think companies have realized that if they have a true hybrid approach and have virtual participation, they can reach a much broader audience than they could before. And so I think, you know, Zoom Events was initially actually pitched as a way for, you know, things like those online yoga classes to continue. But I think they've realized that it's actually a better way for enterprises to run true hybrid events and have a much broader reach than they could with traditional in-person events. And so I actually think Zoom Events is a very bullish opportunity for Zoom as companies go into a hybrid event future. And I think Zoom is well positioned to capture that opportunity.
And kind of building on that, you mentioned the concern around the churn at the lower end sort of happening more earlier than you anticipated. What does that tell you about, number one, the usage of Zoom as we sort of return to the office, return to things as we knew it before the pandemic, but also integrate this hybrid environment? What is the future here in terms of the core of the business and how we utilize it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the way I think about it is at the low end of the market, that's, you know, a billion-dollar business. And that kind of came by accident, right? That was never the core focus of Zoom. But with the pandemic and with everything needing, you know, everyone staying at home, that was a business that kind of grew out of nothing into this massive business today. And now we're going to start to see you know, that business decline as society reopens up. But I think at the enterprise level, there's no doubt in my mind that the future of everything is going to be hybrid. And the only way that hybrid can work, which I would actually argue hybrid is a harder problem to solve than everyone being at home. And the only way that we can have true hybrid work is with video conferencing that actually works, that can scale, that's reliable, that's intuitive. And so even as we do return to the offices, I actually think that is going to be a tailwind for Zoom, because there is a big opportunity to replace all the legacy solutions. And so I don't think they're fully penetrated in the core market opportunity. I still think there's a long runway to go, especially once we start to think internationally as well.
And finally, Rishi, this is a space that we've seen become increasingly competitive over the last 18 months or so. Microsoft Teams obviously has a big ecosystem they've already built out with the enterprise side. You've got the likes of Cisco WebEx, for example. But when you think about a company like Zoom that really had its core in video conferencing without the other pieces in place initially, you think that puts the company at a disadvantage, or you think they're still well positioned to compete in a crowded space?
Yeah, the way I take it is Zoom recognizes they need to become a broader platform, right? And, you know, one of the advantages that Microsoft Teams has, other than the fact that it's basically free, is the fact that you have video conferencing and real-time messaging and telephony and content management all in one. And Zoom recognizes that, and they want to become a bigger platform. And, you know, I give Eric a lot of credit that he was thinking about this long ago, right? Zoom Phone launched years ago. You know, we learned recently that Zoom approached Five9 to buy them well before the pandemic actually started. And that was actually put on pause because of COVID. But that is absolutely what they're seeing. And look, the way I think about it is I've used all the major video conferencing vendors out there, you know, including Cisco WebEx, Microsoft Teams, Google, and none of them, especially when it comes to external conversations, come close to Zoom. Zoom just has the best features and capabilities and reliability out there. And to me, that's what's really critical to Zoom maintaining that advantage over others for the extended period of time, that as long as they have differentiation when it comes to video and they start to add those other features and ability to become the larger platform, I think Zoom will continue to do really well in spite of heightened competition.
Rishi Jaluria, RBC Capital Markets Software Equity Analyst. It's always good to talk to you. Appreciate the time.